Locating your psychic screens. For the purposes of this exercise, you will not be turning on your clairvoyance system. You're simply going to locate your psychic screens. We're going to start with the farthest screen away from our faces. And I'm going to ask you to put the center of your palm on the tip of your nose and use your dominant hand. If you're right-handed, use your right hand. If you're left-handed, use your left hand, because you may have more tactile awareness. If that doesn't work, use your non-dominant hand. But most people do best using their dominant hand. So again, put your center of your palm on the very tip of your nose and do close your eyes, as you'll go cross-eyed if you don't. And extend your hand out maybe 15 inches away from your face. You can move pretty quickly to get your hand out there. But the important thing to do is to keep the palm of your hand on the same plane as the tip of your nose. In other words, don't raise your hand higher and don't let your arm drop lower. You want to stay right in relation to the tip of your nose, about 15 inches away. So your arm will not be fully extended. And then with your palm facing towards your face, move very slowly back towards your nose. And by very slowly, I mean at the slowest possible movements you can make. It should take you 15, 20 seconds to get to about 12 inches off of your face. So you're going to travel 3 inches in 20 seconds. So if you've already blown right past that, start again. And with your palm chakra, and have your hands, your fingers together, you can have your thumb loose. Doesn't have to be attached to your four fingers. Have your hands slightly cupped as you draw your hand towards your face very slowly. And with your palm chakra and all the chakras in your fingertips and in your joints, you're seeking a psychic screen. And you kind of bump into it. And when you bump into it, move your hand to the left, move your hand to the right, move your hand up a little bit, move your hand down a little bit from the center. You're looking to sort of trace the boundaries of that screen, and it'll be about the size of a laptop screen. And it's jet black. Please don't come to class and tell me it was blue or pink or yellow or orange or you wanted it to be green. The psychic screens are black. So you may need to do this a few times to actually find that screen, but trust that you can. Validate that you have every capacity you need to source and understand that screen. It's in your energy field. You own that screen. And as you imagine it, you create it. Now, you may need to, at some point, put your arm down. That's totally fine. And we're going to find the next psychic screen, which is about an inch off your nose. So again, you're going to put the palm of your hand on the tip of your nose, and you're going to extend your hand about 6 inches off of your face. And you want your hand to be in the same plane as your nose. Don't raise your hand up. Don't lower your hand down. Straight out from your nose. And then very slowly, you're bringing your hand in 5 inches. That should take you almost 30 seconds. Very slowly move your hand forward. Because as you move slowly, you gather your sensate awareness. And around an inch off of your nose, there's your psychic screen. Shaped just about the size of a laptop screen, jet black in color. Might be a little dusty, so there might be some gray going on, but in general, it'll be black. Now let's find the third psychic screen. You can put your hands down. They won't help you for this part. You don't even need your nose. Take your awareness to your sixth chakra in the center of your head. And when you're anchored in your sixth chakra, bring your awareness forward into your analyzer. Shopping lists, to-dos, stuff to get accomplished, things you feel pressured about, feel all that, that's your analyzer. Go back to your sixth chakra. And then very slowly move forward between your sixth chakra and your analyzer is a psychic screen. So if you get to your analyzer, you've gone too far, I would suggest going straight back to the sixth chakra and coming forward again, rather than trying to find it by moving back towards your sixth chakra from the analyzer, because it's too hard to let the analyzer go. Now, you may have had an easy time finding one of those screens easier than the other two. You may have just organically felt more comfortable using or being in one screen versus another. You may just have an intuitive hit that, oh, this is the screen that I should use. Go to that screen. Is it the one 12 inches off your face? Is it the one inch off your face? Heaven help you, is it the one in the middle of your head? Go sit in that screen. And just be present to the awareness of that psychic screen. You don't have to do anything, just sit. And then when you're ready, just bring yourself out of this exploration by grounding and running energy and setting your chakras and putting your auric boundaries in place so that you are back in present moment awareness.